Proclamation number 6260 of 17th of May, 1955. Body. Soul. Spirit. Unification task. It is the human being's destiny that his soul should unite with the spirit within himself. If this destiny is adhered to, then the soul's fate is already assured, then the earthly life has been successful when the soul departs from earth. At the beginning of embodiment, both soul and spirit are still separated, for the soul, as an ego-conscious being, had voluntarily accomplished this separation. It must now voluntarily unite again. It itself must seek union with the spirit. It must reveal its willingness to love to the spirit, which is then also immediately ready to help it, for God Himself, the Father Spirit from eternity, now comes to meet it. He is an effect on the soul, for a spark of himself is given to the soul for the earthly change, which now also has a guiding and instructing effect as part of God and draws the soul to himself and thus also constantly pushes it towards the Father Spirit of eternity. Only the soul's unification with its spirit within itself needs to take place in order to also secure the final aim, the union with God, which signifies freedom and beatitude. It is a simple solution to find the meaning of life, and yet this solution is rarely sought by people only because it is incomprehensible to them as long as the soul has still remained completely unimpressed. As long as it has not yet granted the spiritual spark within itself the right to instruct them. As long as it has not yet bridged the separation between itself and the spirit through its own working of love. As long as it does not recognize its purpose of earthly life, and its thinking and desire is only earthly directed. And as long as its earthly life is also unsuccessful and does not earn it the slightest ascent, for the unification of spirit and soul is the purpose and aim of its earthly change. And since this unification is and will always remain an act of free will, the human being's will can only ever be influenced by God and the world of light so that he takes a different direction than before, yet always with respect for his freedom, which therefore requires great patience and perseverance. The spiritual low would not be so alarmingly low if humanity's will could be forcibly directed, yet this would be worthless for the individual person's spiritual development, even if a state of peace would then be recognizable on earth instead of the present adversity. Freedom of will must be preserved, even if this results in a sinking of the essence into the depths. People must voluntarily return to God, voluntarily they must change the self-love dwelling in them into unselfish neighborly love and thereby accomplish the unification of the soul with the spirit. Yet in every way they will find support from God and the world of light. For all events in earthly life approach people in such a way that a change of will is possible. Imperceptibly the soul is drawn by God. And as soon as it is willing to relinquish its former resistance, it will be seized by God's love. Then it will give ear to the spirit within itself. And then it can no longer eternally sink back into the kingdom of darkness. Amen.